Little girl, my string bean, my lovely woman. My daughter at 11, almost 12, is like a garden. Oh, darling, born in that sweet birthday suit, and having owned it and known it for so long, now you must watch high noon enter, noon, that ghost hour. Oh, funny little girl, this one under a blueberry sky, this one, how can I say that I've known just what you know and just where you are? It's not a strange place, this odd home, where your face sits in my hand so full of distance, so full of its immediate fever. The summer has seized you as when, last month in Amalfi, I saw lemons as large as your desk-side globe, that miniature map of the world, and I could mention, too, the market stalls of mushrooms and garlic buds all engorged, or I think even of the orchard next door where the berries are done and the apples are beginning to swell. And once, with our first backyard, I remember I planted an acre of yellow beans we couldn't eat. Oh, little girl, my string bean, how do you grow? You grow this way. You are too many to eat. I hear, as in a dream, the conversation of the old wives speaking of womanhood. I remember that I heard nothing myself. I was alone. I waited like a target. Let high noon enter, the hour of the ghosts. Once the Romans believed that noon was the ghost hour, and I can believe it too, under that startling sun. And someday they will come to you. Someday men bare to the waist, young Romans at noon where they belong, with ladders and hammers while no one sleeps. But before they enter, I will have said, your bones are lovely. And before their strange hands, there was always this hand that formed. Oh, darling, let your body in. Let it tie you in comfort. What I want to say, Linda, is that women are born twice. If I could have watched you grow as a magical mother might, if I could have seen through a magical transparent belly, there would have been such ripening within. Your embryo, the seed taking on its own, life clapping the bedpost, bones from the pond, thumbs and two mysterious eyes, the awfully human head, the heart jumping like a puppy, the important lungs, the becoming while it becomes, as it does now, a world of its own, a delicate place. I say hello to such shakes and knockings and hijinks, such music, such sprouts, such dancing mad bears of music, such necessary sugar, such goings-on. Oh, little girl, my string bean, how do you grow? You grow this way, you are too many to eat. What I want to say, Linda, is that there is nothing in your body that lies. All that is new is telling the truth. I'm here, that's somebody else, an old tree in the background. Darling, stand still at your door, sure of yourself, a white stone, a good stone, as exceptional as laughter, you will strike fire, that new thing.